Welcome back to the Lunchbot, and you know what this music means. This is What's Cooking, and I got slapped over the wrist last week because I got so caught up in my interview with Janine Lazarus that I actually forgot the segment. So here it is, a little bit later than normal, but here is the incredible recipe from a listener, a regular listener, who I had to really get into his busy schedule today. I actually wanted him to join us on the show, but he's actually very busy at the office today. So he sent me through a recipe, and I said to him, like, can you give me a recipe quickly? And he said, you know, I'm so busy here. I'm answering the phones. I'm doing all of this. I'm doing all of that. I said, well, just tell me what you're making for dinner, and that'll work well. So Cliffy Graf, thank you for adding to our new segment, or our segment which we're going to introduce next week. And hopefully Cliffy will be able to give us some time on air. But in our segment, Graze with Graf, we've got here Cliffy's dinner this evening. And if you can't make it, I'm sure Cliffy will deliver it to your house. So spaghetti puttanesca sounds very nice, a lovely winter's comfort meal. And these ingredients that Cliffy sent through, this will feed roughly four people with a little leftover. Well, I guess it depends on how much each person in your house eats. In my house, there's usually no leftovers. But this is really simple. Cliffy tells us all you need is two tins of Italian whole peeled plum tomatoes. He even gives us a brand. I'll have to post this all because I don't even know how to pronounce some of these things. A couple of fresh chilies, seeds removed, very important. Handful of de-stoned chopped black or Kalamata olives. Handful of capers, couple of anchovies, a garlic clove, two cans of tinned tuna in oil, one lemon, a handful of chopped parsley, 500 grams of your favorite pasta. I'll post that recipe on our website a bit later. Cliffy, thank you so much for doing that. Just before we wrap up today, I really felt very inspired by what Estelle was telling us a little bit earlier. And it really goes to show that no matter how old you are, or no matter where you think you are, you can still achieve so much. You can learn something. And I was quite inspired also by someone that most of you have heard about, and this is this Colonel Tom Moore, that it came out today that he's being knighted after raising an astonishing £39 million for the NHS by walking 100 laps of his garden during the coronavirus lockdown. He set himself a target that he wanted to do that in celebration of his 100th birthday. So I think he went out and he wanted to collect a handful. Well, it wasn't even a handful, but it was like a very small amount, a couple of thousand pounds or something like that. He thought he'd do something. And look what he achieved. He achieved 39 million. Estelle and her team, the incredible team at the Sanrium Garden Shul, the community there, they've adapted. They can't see each other. They can't physically be with each other because they've got a social distance, but they've jumped onto Zoom and they're getting 23, 24 people onto a Kabbalat Shabbat service. So we all have that opportunity to do these things. And I think it just takes the need for us to spend some time focusing on what we call daily optimism. And I think that by not making things too complicated and not trying to look too far into the future, we can all succeed. We can all do that. So I would say that what you need to do is you need to focus on reminding yourself that this is hard, that we are in the middle of a crazy crisis. It's not something that we should ignore or we should confuse ourselves with. And you don't have to be super productive. Do your best and take things day by day. Look what can be achieved, but just break them down into meaningful chunks. And there are things you can do at home that will help your feelings, thoughts, and behaviors. Look at what Estelle has done. Look at what the incredible people have done by just connecting with one another. Take this opportunity to connect with your family, create a family tree, build the memories, and please look after yourselves and those around you.